This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Super glad you're back to hang out with me for a little bit today while we talk about dietary supplements, protein shakes, all of those different things that I get so many questions about pretty much on a daily basis. I'm not going to make any specific product recommendations in this episode, but what I want to do is simplify the common questions that come up about these things with my overall philosophy on them. I want to say right off the bat, I am not anti-supplements, but I'm also not pro-supplements. I'm pro common sense, affordability, an uncomplicated approach to health. And also, many of you know this about me, but I know we've got lots of new listeners who might not have heard that. Prior to starting Primal Potential, so the job I had immediately before I left it to start Primal Potential, I worked in the supplement industry. I formulated and was responsible for the marketing of dietary supplements. And on occasion now, I take some supplements, right? More and more and more and more supplement companies are popping up every single day because people stand to make a lot of money from those products, right? And when we have all these new companies and all these new products coming out, the people who stand to make a lot of money are saying, oh, this is why you need this. This is why everybody needs this. Because if they convince us of that, they make a lot of money. And I'll be honest, it does not take much to bring a product to market, which is a big part of the problem, but it's just true. And so there is a tremendous financial opportunity because lots of us recognize we need to improve our health in one way or another. And I could have a product for sale on the internet in a week if I wanted to, from right now where I have no plan to do so. It does not take much to get a product on the market, especially with the internet. It is easier than ever, and so people are more confused than ever. I want to just have one broad overarching kind of common sense statement, which is when people who are selling something make a statement that everybody needs this and here's why, that's a red flag, right? They are in the business of making us believe that, but everything you read on the internet isn't necessarily true. I do not believe that there is a single supplement that everyone needs. But I'll come totally clean with you. When I worked for a supplement company, and I wasn't lying, I believed it at the time, I told people everybody needs, and it wasn't just one thing, there was a suite of products that I said everybody needs these. I was wrong. I was straight up wrong because I was looking at what people really do in terms of food, nutrition, lifestyle, etc. So instead of getting up there, which I wouldn't have had a job if I did, instead of getting up there and saying, hey guys, it's simpler than that. You need to eat fewer processed foods, eat more whole foods, get more sleep, get more exercise, get more sunlight, and you're welcome. I just saved you $140 a month. I wouldn't have had a job, and there wouldn't have been a company if that had been our philosophy. So people need to make money, but just keep that in mind that they need to make money when you hear these statements that, like, this is going to be a game changer. If it was, then there wouldn't be company after company after company after company popping up. The reason that so many pop up is that the products most people sell just don't work. Is there a case for some supplements for some people some of the time? Yes. We're going to look a little bit more closely today at this issue because I get lots of emails almost daily from people saying, you know, what's your opinion, Elizabeth, on this protein or this vitamin or this brain booster or this exogenous ketone, whatever else. The other thing I want to just throw out there is we can agree to disagree. If you have a cabinet full of products you swear by, good on ya. If you are a rep for a network marketing company and you make money by telling people they need these products, I get it. I've been there. I am proud that I have come to a more balanced and what I feel is a more healthy and certainly a more affordable perspective, but I've been there. So I'm not going to tell somebody that they're crazy or they're dishonest, because I believe that you believe what you believe. But I think for the average person who's not making money in that way, it can be easier than that. Okay. So why are there so many products on the market? Is it because we eat so poorly that we really do need these things? No. We eat so poorly that we are desperate for solutions. And anytime someone is desperate for a solution, a product comes to market because there is a financial opportunity. Are all supplements garbage? No. Are most of them garbage? Yes. It's just true. It does not have to be that complicated. I have seen, because I worked in the industry, great companies misled by shady ingredient suppliers. So they had good intentions with their product, but the quality of the materials they were getting weren't what they thought they were. As a consumer, you have no way of knowing that, right? I've seen shady companies misled by all sorts of, whether it's labeling laws or it's marketing restrictions or it's ingredient modifications and changes. Good intentions go wrong, and not everyone has good intentions, right? And I've also seen some good products come to market that help a lot of people. You know how I always say that we look for complex and novel solutions while dismissing simple ones? The reality is, and this is one of those things that I talked about the other day where this might rub you the wrong way and you might get a little defensive, but if you do get a little defensive, consider that maybe it's because it's hitting on something that's true for you. Just saying. A lot of people look to supplements as a shortcut. A lot of people look to shakes and pills or exogenous ketones as a replacement for consistently good choices over time, for hard work. I know that was true for me. I didn't want to do the work. I knew I needed to do the work. I needed to get healthy. But if I could take a product that would short circuit, shortcut, I would. There is no shortcut. There is no shortcut to consistently making good choices. Our energy would be better spent eating more real food, eating less processed food, not eating when we aren't hungry, not overeating when we are, moving our bodies more, getting more sun, getting more sleep. There are few people who would benefit more from a supplement than they would from what I just said. Let me say that again, because I think that that's really the crux of what we're getting at here. There is not a supplement that will benefit 99% of people more than they would benefit from eating less processed foods, emphasizing more real foods, not eating when they aren't hungry, not overeating when they are, moving their bodies more, getting more time in the sun, and getting more sleep. And honestly, the great news about this, because I know everybody's like, oh God, but that's the hard part. Yeah, but you free up your money, right? Those supplements are not cheap. And even though I don't take many supplements, the few things that I do have here would be the equivalent of like a week of Paleo Power Meals delivery. Seriously. So for people who really are big into the bars, the shakes, the vitamins, the minerals, the exogenous ketones, whatever, you could make clean eating easier for you by using the money in that way. Or you could make routine movement easier for you by having a trainer or a gym membership or investing in some equipment to use at home, right? And what's funny to me is, and it's, I guess funny is the wrong word, just unfortunately true. Most people, the 100, 200, 300, some people way, way more than that, dollars worth of products they have in their cabinet, they don't even take those things consistently, right? I mean, you don't. And so it truly is wasted money. lots of people will argue that they can't afford the kind of fat loss friendly food that they would love to eat all the time, but they have a cabinet full of shakes and pills and products. They tell me, oh, Paleo Power Meals or whatever, you know, that sort of program is near you is too expensive, but they have a cabinet full of shakes and bars and lotions and potions and pills, right? Anybody who is saying that everybody needs this, I think, is doing you a disservice. And I want to give you a few examples. Oh, everybody needs a probiotic. I hear that all the time, even from within a more natural space. Everybody needs a probiotic. Here's what I think everybody needs. Everybody needs to take better care of their microbiome. And I did a whole episode on that. But instead of everybody needs to take a probiotic, dude, if you don't take care of your microbiome, you are essentially paying money to have those bugs die instantly in your system or be overrun by pathogenic bacteria because you eat too much sugar, because you aren't well rested enough, because you are consuming foods to which you are sensitive, because you are consuming toxic food that supports the growth of unhealthy bacteria or whatever it is. So my thing is, no, you don't need to take a probiotic. Step one is take better care of your microbiome so that the good bacteria already in you, the good bacteria you do consume, have a fighting chance at life instead of like, oh, I'm going to take these seeds and plant them in a pile of rocks. That is essentially what we do when we overvalue the probiotic supplement or the probiotic drink or the probiotic yogurt instead of valuing our microbiome, creating an environment in which the probiotics, those healthy bacteria, can thrive and grow and not be outnumbered by pathogenic bacteria. Somebody who says, and I hear this all the time, everybody needs a vitamin D supplement. No, everybody needs to spend more time in the sun. Now, I'm not saying everybody needs to get sunburned. Let's not get crazy. Everybody needs more natural exposure to the sun. We spend far too much time out indoors. That's what everybody needs. Are there times when a vitamin D supplement makes sense? Yes. Are there ways you can get more vitamin D from food? Absolutely. So there are many ways to approach that. Anybody that says, and I hear this one too, everybody needs an omega-3 supplement. Everybody needs to reduce their omega-6 intake by minimizing processed foods and crop oils and grains, because it's not so much the absolute value of omega-3 that matters, but the ratio of omega-3 to omega-6. So instead of throwing your money at an omega-3 supplement, dial down the omega-6s you're consuming, which are creating inflammation in your body to begin with. So there's a benefit other than this ratio to cutting that down. Minimize processed foods. Consume fewer crop oils, either in those processed foods or in your cooking, and dial back the grains. Some people say, and I said this myself when I worked for the supplement company, everyone needs a multivitamin. No, everybody needs to reduce their intake of processed foods and focus on a variety of whole foods and have the majority of their meals coming from non-starchy vegetables in a variety of colors. Hello! There is no supplement that would benefit most people more from a multivitamin standpoint than reducing processed foods would benefit, than emphasizing whole foods would benefit them, than having the majority of their meals come from non-starchy vegetables in a variety of colors. Here's the big thing we need to remember about supplements, and I made a couple of notes here because supplements are a complex issue. When companies tell us we need these things, they have a financial interest in doing so. Most supplements use synthetic ingredients, so they are not the naturally occurring form of the vitamin, the mineral, the protein. They're processed. Clearly, they're processed. Even when they're the natural form, they are processed. And what's so important to remember is that these proteins, these enzymes, these probiotics, whatever they are, they're very sensitive. We can't just put them through all this machinery and shove them in a bottle and put them on a shelf and expect that they are intact and able to do in our bodies what we are told they are able to do. It's not true. First of all, the synthetic form does not function in the body the same way the natural form does. And second of all, when we process these things, we significantly reduce their function, if not eliminate it altogether. And different ingredients are impacted in this way to different degrees, but it is true across the board. The other thing to keep in mind, and I talk about this in the omega-3 episode, and we'll use that as an example here. When we look at, say, a piece of salmon, okay, and we look at that as a great source of omega-3s, that is dramatically different from a process extracted omega-3 oil in a soft gel. That piece of fish naturally contains fats and other vitamins and minerals and enzymes and antioxidants that protect the integrity of those fats, of that omega-3. So there are natural cofactors when we look at the whole food thing that just doesn't translate over when we try to isolate one ingredient. And like I said a couple seconds ago, these ingredients are very fragile. And in many cases, most cases, they need those cofactors to ensure that your body can use them properly and to ensure that in the case of a fat, it doesn't oxidize or become rancid, or that the antioxidant protection is there, or that the cofactors are there for the metabolism of the vitamin or the mineral or the uptake by the cells or whatever it is. Another thing to keep in mind is that almost all supplements include binders, fillers, sweeteners, other kind of non-food products that we don't need to introduce to our systems. They don't do good things in our body, and we avoid them when we focus on whole food solutions. Supplements are expensive, even the cheap ones, and that money could be put towards food. It could be put towards more movement. The reality here is, and this isn't a criticism in any way, shape, or form, the average consumer cannot discern for themselves what makes a quality product. It's complicated and it varies from product to product. Like, I have an advantage because I worked in the supplement industry, so I know when I'm looking at a probiotic, okay, is this just a bunch of marketing hype or is this a really good formula? But most consumers don't have that education, and because it varies so dramatically from product to product, meaning evaluating a probiotic is very, very different from evaluating an omega-3, which is very, very different from evaluating a multivitamin or a protein shake, it's not realistic to expect the consumer to do that. And lastly, the labeling laws do not favor the consumer. More often than not, you're getting overstated claims. So you're being suggested that the product does more than it actually does. You don't have visibility into the ingredients, right? You don't necessarily know what some of the other ingredients are. It's totally okay for a supplement company to say flavor blend and not disclose what that means. Or the quality of the ingredients. You just don't know by looking at the label. That is why basic health advice has really the most leverage, and that is eat more whole foods, eat fewer processed foods, don't eat when you're not hungry, don't overeat when you are, move your body more, spend more time in the sun, and get more sleep. Now, if somebody has everything else dialed in, they're doing all those things that I just said, and they want to take something like curcumin for brain health, cool, go for it. But for the person who doesn't have everything else dialed in, who doesn't work out, who regularly consumes processed foods, who doesn't sleep enough, who's overstressed, I'm sorry, you're not going to see the benefits from curcumin that you would from those other changes. You would get more benefit from making those free changes than you would from that curcumin supplement. And we can replace the word curcumin with just about anything, and it's true. The person who doesn't remove processed foods and other omega-6 rich items like vegetable oils or you know, processed foods from their diet, who doesn't prioritize sleep or doesn't exercise regularly, they are not going to benefit more from an omega-3 supplement than they would from removing processed foods and other omega-6 rich items from their diet. They're just not, right? But there is a place for supplements. And I'll tell you, I personally, in the winter, take a quality vitamin D product. I do. If I've unfortunately had a round of antibiotics, I will take a probiotic. But I make sure that I am not consuming sugar when I'm taking that probiotic, that I'm minimizing caffeine, that I'm minimizing any toxic exposure, because I don't want to pay the money for that product. Just like putting seeds in a pile of rocks, they're not going to grow. They're not going to multiply. The same is true with probiotics. If you don't take care of the microbiome, the money is wasted. It's really, really true. So more often than not, for 99% of us, we will get far more benefit from focusing on quality food, paying more attention to our hunger, following things like the golden rules of carbs and fat loss, getting more sleep, spending more time in the sun, moving our bodies more. It always, always wins. Do not overcomplicate it, all right? I am all for whatever works for you, but there are no shortcuts. If you want to improve your health, there is not a product that is going to be more important or a higher priority than consistently making good nutrition and lifestyle choices. And when I say lifestyle, I'm sort of lumping in mindset and attitude, sleep, movement, sunlight, stress management, etc. So there's no need to overcomplicate this. I know I didn't do a deep dive into specific products here. I've already done that. People have been emailing lately saying, oh, a lot of your earlier episodes are more technical. Yeah, because I don't need to do 4 episodes on omega-3s or 4 episodes on probiotics. I've linked to those in the show notes. So if you want to know more about, okay, if I'm going to buy a probiotic product, what do I want to make sure to pay attention to? Same thing with omega-3s. I've talked a lot about the different forms of magnesium and what they do in past episodes. So I will link that up in the show notes. But at the end of the day, guys, there are no shortcuts. And these companies are telling us we need these products, not because they're evil people or products, but because they have a financially vested interest in doing so. If you guys enjoy the show, and I've been saying this lately on the Daily Motivations podcast too, I don't say it very often, but I'm going to say it a couple of times over the next couple of episodes because it does make a difference. If you guys enjoy the show, I know there are a lot of you who enjoy it and haven't yet left a rating and review in iTunes. I hate to ask you guys for anything because I just love being here and spending time with you. But if you enjoy the show and would be willing to give me 60 seconds of your time, that rating and review in iTunes really makes a difference. That is what iTunes uses to determine which shows to display to new people. You know, when you look at top podcasts, those are based on ratings and reviews more than anything else. So if you have 60 seconds, it really would mean the world to me. And just as a reminder, there is no shortcut, no exogenous ketone, no bar, no shake, no potion or lotion that is going to have more of a positive impact than on consistently making quality food choices, not eating when you aren't hungry, not overeating when you are, spending more time moving your body, resting more, and focusing on your attitude, spending a little bit of time in the sun. Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.